You know, so the question is, can you switch from G minor to E minor pentatonic right in one position? And if so, can you do it in five different positions? If you can, you're happening, you know. For example, if we're going to the fifth position, we're going to put our finger on the fourth string, fifth fret, which is G, and play the G minor pentatonic starting from there. And that one could also be used in conjunction with the G major pentatonic, or in this case, since these guys don't know that, it's E minor pentatonic, which would be the fifth string, seventh fret. I'm gonna try and demonstrate my use of those two pentatonics. This is G minor pentatonic at the fifth fret, which is a shape you both know, right? And then you both know the third position, which is like if you were in key E. You know this one? Both of these. So this is not something that's beyond your capability of doing. It's just I've been doing it a few more months than you, so I'm gonna make it seem a little smoother. You know, right?
Or a few more months.
Or years.
Maybe a decade.
Or maybe decades. Yeah. Maybe more than you were alive. Right. So anyway. I'm not gonna, while I'm demonstrating, while I have you not playing and I have the floor, so to speak, I'm just gonna demonstrate what I might do in real life, which is access all five. There's really 10 shapes. There's 10 shapes, right? There's five minors and five majors. For you guys, it's five G's and five E's, so to speak. All right, so just how I would do it in real life. Etc., right? So it's pretty cool.